What exercise in one's being or mind would you suggest to check or to overcome your fear of the image of transition?
Well, the number one, that there is a transition, and whether or not that's the fastest path to your joy. And if it's not, you don't have to give it any attention, and it won't be. If it is, and you're dealing with it from a fear place, then take your power back as a human creator and says, well, you know what? The worst part of life I've had has been pretty good. I'm pretty good with this. And if it goes on for another 100 years, or if it ends day after tomorrow, I'm good. I'm in the delicious, delightful, wonderful place of creating all that is in my reality. My place of knowing is secure because I am confident in the knowledge that I know, not that I think, or I'm afraid of, or if I don't do this, they'll do this to me, or on and on and on and on and on and on, and it goes down a big rabbit hole. But
yeah.
Once you come into that place of confidence that you know something, isn't that what the Christian church speaks of faith? Where they know, they don't have any doubt in their mind of reason, that they know that there is another life after this one, that this is but a hiccup in the stage of what you call in reference or give inference regarding eternity, that some things fall into the category of the abominably timeless, that this certain event or certain category would be considered timeless. Well, that's a pretty fun place to be, because then it's not judged by time. Then your time's not up. Then you don't run out of time. Then you're not late for the appointment. Then you're not late for your own funeral.
Okay, mm-hmm. So would you suggest that the military, when they go to the relatives of the people who, soldiers who transitioned, that they say, we ought to inform you that your son committed suicide? Would you recommend that's what they say to the parents and relatives? And
it certainly would be more comforting to say that we sent your boy off to the nether regions to be plowed under by the terrorist of the day.
That'd be better to say that than to say your son committed suicide.
No, it would be better to say your son committed suicide in the line of battle, faithfully serving his country.